God's mercy is always present with us if we seek it. Mercy is not something that's a lack of justice, but rather it's something that God gives to us. The world often tries to distort mercy into looking the other way. It's something, you know, don't worry about that, you know, let's let that go. Accepting sinful behavior or not really pointing it out. Rather, it's sort of this license that, you know, we can accept this lie. It doesn't fix anything and it allows someone to stay in sin. Or we might even say that it makes them think that sin is okay. That's not mercy. Mercy is God's love encountering our sin and our hurts. When we are cut to the heart by God's love and realize we have not been living in accord with the way that God's inviting us to live, it's in that moment that mercy is the bridge that God extends to us so that we are not trapped by our sins. We can come to God and repent and be brought back to full communion with Him. What a beautiful thing. So what can we learn from today's story between this encounter between Jesus and Zacchaeus? God never stops pursuing us. No matter how far we've fallen away from God, no matter what others might think of us, the Lord is always reaching out to us. And He's always open to us to return. In other words, God's mercy is not limited to a certain people because of origin, race, class, or even religion. If a person seeks the Lord and their heart is open, God will come to them, as He was with Zacchaeus. This year, the church has celebrated the Year of Mercy. There have been many amazing things that have happened throughout this Year of Mercy. The Year of Mercy comes to a close on November 20th, which is the Feast of Christ the King. Now, that doesn't mean that God's mercy ends on November 20th, thank goodness. God's mercy is always available. But in this year, the church has tried to make it especially available to those who seek it. Do you have an experience or a story of mercy this year? Has God done anything in your life this past year that really helped you to show the Lord how much He loves you, or to help you receive that mercy, or maybe somebody that you know has received mercy? I know for me as a priest, as a confessor, it's really been a year of mercy, a time for God to reach out to the people that I've seen, and it's been a beautiful encounter, especially in the Sacrament of Reconciliation. God has invited us to feast this year on His mercy, to be reconciled. Our Holy Father, Pope Francis, began this year of mercy so that those who are lost might be found, those who are looking for a way to come home might feel welcomed. Zacchaeus was a real person. He was a real person, real story, real challenges in his life. He really lived. He was a tax collector. And like all the tax collectors, even like the one from last week's gospel, he had been despised, perhaps, by his countrymen or disliked by them. He would have been seen as a traitor, a man in league with the Romans. Yet, God did not give up on Zacchaeus. What was it that made Zacchaeus want to see Jesus, I wonder? Why did he go to such lengths, climbing a tree? Can you imagine somebody who's supposed to have great dignity climbing up in a tree to see somebody? Zacchaeus, we are told, was a wealthy man. He had everything that money could buy. But Zacchaeus wasn't satisfied with his wealth. Maybe he had heard about Jesus. Perhaps he had heard the story from last week, the parable that Jesus told about the tax collector and the Pharisee in the temple. What was Zacchaeus looking for, I wonder? What was he looking for? I think he was looking for what we all look for. He wanted to be seen and to be loved for who he was. How many of us long to be loved for who we are, but often we do not feel safe being totally vulnerable with one another. We are afraid that if people really knew us, they would reject us. In the company of friends and loved ones, sometimes we can be vulnerable. But how sad it is when someone has no one that they can be truly vulnerable with. Perhaps Zacchaeus was just a lonely man, and he was trapped by the judgment of others. Do we share those same fears in our lives? Is that something we struggle with? Our fears may be justified, right? What do the people in the crowd say about Zacchaeus when Jesus says to him, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your home"? They begin to grumble and say, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." The crowd sees not the man Zacchaeus, but the tax collector. They see the sinner, right? They are not able to see what Jesus sees because they do not look for it. Jesus says, "Today salvation has come to this house, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." This is an event of mercy. It's a reminder to us that God sees us not with judgment, but with his mercy. The gaze of Christ invites Zacchaeus to repent. Do we look upon others with that same gaze? The gaze that Jesus had for Zacchaeus? Or do we see them with the eyes of the crowd? This year of mercy is a reminder that God's mercy is always present, and to give mercy to those around us, and to give to anyone who seeks it, God will give it to them. If we bring others to seek it, they will receive that mercy. Have you encountered the mercy of God? Is there something that keeps you away from the mercy of God? Maybe it's your own blindness, or your own fears, or the eyes of the crowd, or the comments of others. But Jesus, he's looking at you. What does he see? He's saying to you, "Come here quickly, for today I must stay at your house." So open the doors to God's mercy. Three things to consider today. First, as long as we are alive, God's mercy is available to us. Don't wait for it. Go and receive it. God's mercy in the sacrament of reconciliation is always there. We will be closing the year of mercy with a two-day event I mentioned in the announcements, November 17th and 18th. Check the bulletin for the details. Come to this event. Experience God's mercy. And last of all, I'm looking for stories of mercy. I want to publish some stories of mercy. Maybe you'd like to share one. Maybe you've heard something, or maybe you yourself have experienced something. Talk to me or email me. Send me your story. Help us to experience mercy together. Sometimes when we read somebody else's story, or we encounter somebody else's story of mercy, it opens us to that same mercy. And a final encouragement to each of us: we need to receive that sacrament of reconciliation. Consider the words of Saint Cyprian. "When once we have departed this life, there is no longer any place for repentance, no way of making satisfaction. Here, life is either lost or kept. Here, by the worship of God and by the fruit of faith, provision is made for eternal salvation. Let no one be kept back either by their sins or by their years from coming to obtain salvation. To him who still remains in this world, there is no repentance that is too late. Today, let us feast upon the mercy of God. May we not fear to bring our sins to the saving power of God."